Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, to check me out on Drive today, 4 p.m. alongside one of my, probably my most favourite ever women. Right, Jay? In Darren Bent. Love Darren Bent. Oh, second favourite. I want to do the show with Tony Cascarino. All right, Jay, you smell amazing. Happy Valentine's Day for yesterday.
Oh, especially for you, Steve. Especially for you.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Well, anyway, we've got a big old script here.
You do?
So let's get on with it, shall we?
Ad lib.
No. When it says ad lib, it says you can say anything you want.
Ad lib.
Yeah, I don't think you haven't really understood what we're... Doesn't matter.
Ad lib.
Yeah, okay. Jay, what are we starting with today?
We're starting the Champions League stinks and Harry Kane's Bayern Munich and their trip to Lazio.
It's finished Lazio 1, Bayern Munich 0. Lazio haven't made the quarterfinals for 24 years when Sven-Göran Eriksson was manager, but they've got their noses in front in the tie and they've also piled more pressure on Thomas Tuchel. We had to wait until the 69th minute for the deadlock to be broken. Upamecano's challenge on Isaacson in the box was deemed not only a penalty, but also a straight red for the French defender. Lazio's captain and club legend, Ciro Immobile, with a typically ice-cold finish, sending Neuer the wrong way. Advantage, though, to Maurizio Sarri's side. Lazio 1, Bayern 0.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the sports bar. Not as good as it used to be, that show. It's gone down here.
Yeah, very good show. Very good. Numbers going through the roof.
Are they?
Yeah.
Must be a bungalow. Jason, that was you, and you're alongside Dean. I tell you what, I stand here.
Jay.
Saunders.
Jay. Bayern Munich, by the way, were pretty poor. They were pretty poor. Harry Kane kept dropping deeper and deeper. Sometimes he's going beyond the halfway line to go and pick the ball up.
We've seen that before.
Yes, we have. But he was dropping deeper and deeper. It was a poor performance then. Upamecano got sent off in the 66th minute.
Harsh.
I can see why the ref sent him off. It's not the worst decision I've ever seen. They give the penalty. They convert that. And now it's completely over because Bayern Munich, we know, have a rich history in this competition. But if it were to happen that Harry Kane goes to Bayern Munich and the unthinkable for him happens, they don't win a trophy. I feel so sorry for him. But is the best chance for him to win a trophy in the summer with England? And you as a Welshman, be honest.
No, it's so difficult to win international tournaments. It's so difficult, isn't it? You've got to, things have got to go your way.
Mm-hmm.
And he should win something at Bayern Munich, surely. Well, sure, they're only 5 points behind Leverkusen.
They are, but Leverkusen beat them at the weekend. I watched that game. They were pretty poor.
I watched it, yeah.
Well,
we were here.
I was with you watching it.
Yeah.
I thought it was the last time I saw you. I was with you on Saturday. Well, we saw that game, all right? So it looks to me as if Harry Kane's season might well be grinding to a little bit of a premature halt. We will find out in a couple of weeks. But here's a question for you, that the football fan. Would you like Harry Kane to win the Champions League? Obviously, Man City and Arsenal fans don't comment. Right, there's no point because we know you're still very much in the competition. But if you're a fan of another club, is it one of those? Would you like to see him win it, Dino?
I like Harry Kane.
Harry Kane.
I think as a lad, he seems like a great lad.
He does.
He's a great professional.
Yes.
He does his talking on the pitch.
Yes.
He gives you everything he's got.
Yeah.
Training every day. He seems like a good egg. Good all round pro.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm hoping he does really well and wins something because I wouldn't like to see Harry Kane not winning
the
trophy.
Do you know what? If he wins it, he wins it. If he doesn't, he doesn't. It's not going to make any difference to my life. I love Harry Kane. I think he's probably the best number nine this country's, certainly in my lifetime, has had.
Better than Shearer?
I would say so, yeah.
No.
I would say so, mate. Yeah, I know. He's a better footballer. Shearer was... Harry Kane's goal-scoring technique is off the clock.
Did you play against both of them?
I played against Shearer. I didn't play against Kane. No, I'm too old.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to Championship action, where Kieran McKenna's fourth-placed Ipswich visited Millwall on TalkSport 2.
And Sam Barrett now brings the game to a close. Huge roar from the Ipswich fans in the north stand. The boos ring out elsewhere around the den as Ipswich Town go back within striking distance of an automatic promotion spot. They win 4-0 against Millwall, who now go seven games without a win and go fourth bottom in the Championship table, looking very nervously over their shoulder at the relegation battle beneath.
You look at the upper and the lower tier as well. Not a man, woman or child has gone, and rightly so. They want to celebrate together, and I think that's the community that Ipswich have got now, both on and off the pitch. You know, when we talk about Leeds Southampton last game of the season, well, I'll tell you what, Ipswich may well be right in there. It may be winner takes all for one of those. If they don't win, this team here go on and get the second spot. We shall see. I still think it's amazing for them to be up there, and it would be even more amazing to get down to the last half dozen games and be in a similar position.
Well, without question.
Why not?
Ipswich,
why not?
Ipswich will play Southampton at Portman Road on April Fool's Day.
Now, Ipswich are very much now back in this title race. Not title race, promotion races.
Yeah.
There's three of you chasing Leicester, but you've got a game in hand and you're very much still there.
Yeah, we never think we're in it. We never think we're out of it. We're just on our journey. We're not going to waste any time or energy, or certainly not going to let anyone put pressure on us that we should be competing with the teams who are up there. We just want to keep doing the best that we can and performing as well as we can and keep trying to improve and pick up points, and if we do that, let's see where we are at the end.
TalkSport Daily.
On the eve of the Manchester City resuming their defence of the Champions League title, Pep Guardiola told Erling Haaland that he wanted to see better body language from his striker when he fails to find the net. Danny Murphy likes that Haaland is focused on his goals.
Haaland's strength is what most people perceive his weakness to be, which is his discipline in keeping his position and being patient. He does not care about looking good. He does not care if he has 15 touches in a game. He keeps his position amazingly well, and it takes super discipline, because in a side that dominate possession and have so many wonderful technicians, it would be easy for him to drop in and get a few more touches on the ball and look like he's joining in and look like he's linking the play. For what? Don't need him to. They dominate every game. So all he does is he stays high and he keeps making the runs and he waits. Sometimes he's walking. Sometimes he looks a bit like he's not involved, but that's what great centre forwards do. Yeah, he's complete. Well, what can't he do? The only thing you might say in that, you maybe work a little bit more on his right foot, but if you saw the finish against Everton, my God, that was on his weak foot, nearly took the net off. But he doesn't score that many right-footed goals. He'll run round his right foot sometimes to bend them in with his left. So that would be the only small thing. But brilliant in the air, fast, strong, scores goals, disciplined, team player, humble, not a party boy. What more do you want?
Now, staying with City, here's an angry City fan clashing with moany Simon Jordan on White and Jordan.
Within the mainstream media, who are red-centric, will always push his agenda, no matter what City do. It's great to hear Danny actually say something about the football, because that's what it's about.
But everybody, with respect, Jay, everybody does say something about the football. And what happens with you, Manchester City? Yes, they do, Jay, because we've all just said it.
He didn't...
No, but you're caveating it. I heard you say the word guilty about Europe being banned. No, not guilty. Found innocent.
Because the character... Well, you weren't. You were found guilty by UEFA, and then you were moved along by CAS. And what happens with Man City fans, you guys, is you get praise, and you take that, and then when you get a bit of criticism, you can't have that because you've got some sort of inferiority complex.
No, Simon, do me a favour. Let me have my say.
Go on, then.
I don't mind people... You know, of course, this will hang over us. But what it's used as is used as a stick, like Jim's done. He sat there after watching a near perfect performance in Europe with 11 footballers on the pitch. That's it. Doesn't matter how they got there. Like every other club, like Real Madrid, like PSG, like Barcelona have. They've all spent money. Don't pretend that any of these football clubs have achieved anything without spending money. Alex Ferguson was at the helm of it all. United spent fortunes in the late 80s after not winning anything for 25 years.
But nobody's pretending that, Jay. We just said that. We just said Man United have spent more money than anybody.
Here. They don't just appear overnight. What Manchester City have done is, do you know what? The besmirching has been absolutely relentless from the get-go, and it's been driven by the red mainstream media. That's simple as that.
Let me think.
Red mainstream media.
Well, it's Liverpool, Man U, all Arsenal. It's I know what he means, but the reality is,
it's a red-centric radio station. It's aiming at your market.
That's nonsense. But don't worry, Jay. Here's Danny.
The reality is, listen. I've said this all along. Over years, and when there weren't any rules, the teams with the most money brought the best players in, hence the fact they had successes. What, Jim, I think you're talking about is what's more memorable, more respected, and all that. It's kind of irrelevant. People who love football and understand football and have been in the game a long time admire amazing teams and amazing players and coaches who bring something new, fresh, tactically brilliant, and something we haven't seen before. And Pep's done that. And no matter what you think of the politics behind and how they've got there and a few extra quid here and a sponsorship deal here, the fact is, in 10 years, people will be looking back at the City group of players and going, they were...
Let's hope so.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, Liverpool continue to plan for life after Jurgen Klopp. Simon Jordan argued, that's unusual, why Ange Postecoglou is an ideal replacement for Jurgen Klopp in the latest Simon and Souness podcast. He is, however, not sure it's happening. I don't even know what I've just said. Play the tape.
Any manager, with a few exceptions that are already managing elite clubs, would look at Liverpool as a job that they would want. It's a big job. It's one of the biggest jobs in football, with one of the biggest histories and the biggest opportunities. And it's, you know, the flip side of it is you're following on from Jurgen Klopp and you're following on from a certain dynamic that's been built up by Jurgen Klopp. I mentioned Postecoglou because the question was asked of me, what would you do if you were Liverpool in this situation? And as far as I can look into the minds of the Liverpool board and what they're thinking, because it's not just the manner in which the team plays and the interaction of what Leverkusen are doing in the instance of Alonso, it's the fit as well of his ability to manage up and what he's coming into and how they think that works off the field as much as it does on the field. But Postecoglou, to me, with the style of play and the outlook and disposition, is a similar sort of individual, not as charismatic as Jurgen Klopp, but a similar relatability.
Now, India take on England. Yep. It gets back underway. Well, it started already this morning, didn't it? Mm-hmm. What do you make of what's happened this morning, Jay?
Brilliant, mate. Excellent work.
Yeah,
good
just,
lads.
Just give us a bit more detail of that.
Keep going. Just keep on doing what you've been doing.
Yeah, bearing in mind, everyone, we're recording this the night before it started.
No, keep
so what did you make of the play this morning?
Excellent play.
Yeah, who stood out for you?
Wood.
Would you what?
Wood stood out.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Anyone else?
No, just Wood.
Okay, what did you make of the score?
Excellent score.
Yeah, okay. And what about all the
Oh, no, the umpires, really good.
You like the umpires, did you?
Yeah, and the commentary on TalkSport 2. The third test is live and exclusive on TalkSport 2 and the TalkSport Cricket YouTube channel. Fast bowler Mark Wood returns to the England starting 11.
You love a bit of Wood, don't you, Jay?
Yeah, especially when he's coming at you fast.
What?
Down the wicket.
Oh, you like that, do you?
Yeah, love it, mate. What a sight to behold.
Anyway, here's former England head coach David Bumble Lloyd, looking ahead to a crucial test.
Steve, you know what they call him, Bungle, don't you?
Huh?
When he was a kid, mate, he used to love Rainbow. Oh, hello, Joe.
It's Bumble. Bumble. Hello, Bumble. Not Bungle.
Yeah, I knew that.
I think that England would shock India by the style of play, this aggressive style that they've got. But India came back really well in that second test match and losing three key players. But that doesn't matter because they're a well-constructed team. They've got some fabulous players and I think they can cover all bases. And so now they know what England are about. I'd be so interested to see this pitch because all the talk before it started, we're going to play on spinning pitches. You're rubbish against spin. We're going to annihilate you. Now they've seen it's a bit different. And Ollie Pope's interview yesterday said there's grass on this pitch and we're thinking about playing two seamers. So India might have said, well, we're going to have an about turn. We're going to play on a good pitch and wait till match 4 and 5.
For more cricket chat, check out TalkSport's cricket podcast following on. Jay, haven't you got a new cricket podcast?
Yeah, it's called Following Through.
TalkSport Daily.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And we finish with Super Alan McCoist suggesting...
Alan McCoist.
Alan McCoist suggesting that his and Alan Brazil's partners are the luckiest... Are the luckiest...
People in the world.
In the world.
Imagine being Alan Brazil's partner.
Imagine waking up to that head every...
I know if I can rely on you, you're the man to back me up. And before you ask your question, there is a train of thought that every day is Valentine's for wee Viv and Jill. Do you not think so? They must wake up pinching themselves every day.
Well, they text each other, do they?
The two of them must wake up, all, you know, nod there, a wee smile of satisfaction. We're the luckiest girls alive. Do you not think so?
No. I sometimes think, and I've had to say it, mumble it myself, what the hell have I done?
Yeah, I've got to say, I've heard
what
it myself.
What the hell have I done with this?
I've heard it myself, Paul. Have you got anything planned for this evening?
No.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show. 4 p.m. today.
But Stinks, I'm back on the sports bar from 10. There'll be another one of these TalkSport Daily Poddingtons. Andy Goldstein's TalkSport Daily Poddingtons. At Poddingtons, out the first thing in the morning. So make sure you hit the like button, subscribe button, and notification button. Yeah. Be favourable and be...
I say that. Just before we go, Jay, overall, looking at the first day's play of the cricket, what do you make of it?
It could be better, actually. I lied.
Could it?
Yeah, I lied, mate. Okay. Yeah.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.